All right, well, as the price of flat-screen TVs continues to fall and the analog signal begins to get switched off, thousands of Australians continue to trade up and to buy new TVs, especially around Christmas time. But what happens to TVs that nobody wants? In 2011, the government plans to implement a national recycling scheme. But until the program is up and running, many old sets will end up in the back room or will be heading off to landfill. So what are the environmental impacts of dumping old TVs, and why aren't we recycling yet? Natalie Whiting reports.
Good morning, Gideon.
Okay, so tell us what collaborative consumption is and maybe some examples that people might know.
I think we've got the
wrong report there. That was Rachel Botsman, who is the author of What's Mine Is Yours, The Rise of Collaborative Consumption. It has been spotted as one of the top 10 trends by Time Magazine, and we will be talking to Rachel Botsman in a pre-recorded interview coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. But for now, we're talking about recycling, not interviews, but televisions, and Natalie Whiting reports.
Get ready. It's been the message to all Australians as the plug is pulled on analogue television.
Between 2010 and 2013, Australia is moving to digital TV. Most areas already have digital signals, so get digital ready now and enjoy all the benefits straight away.
But as the changeover happens, it seems it's the government who isn't ready when it comes to recycling. The analogue signal has already been switched off in Mildura in Victoria, and parts of New South Wales and South Australia will go black this month. But there still isn't a national recycling scheme in place for old TV sets. With millions of Australians already upgrading to a digital television, old sets are ending up in landfill. Jane Castle from Total Environment Centre says that's bad news.
TVs are filled actually with toxic substances, and the main one is lead. There's around about 3.5 kilos of lead in every cathode ray TV. So when we're looking at 3.5 kilos of lead and 16 million televisions in Australia overall, that's 56,000 tonnes of lead.
A recent report from the Total Environment Centre found fewer than 1% of old television sets are being recycled, and about 7 million sets will end up in landfill over the next 5 years. The federal government doesn't dispute the figures. It says a national recycling scheme will be up and running in 2011. But Jane Castle says it's too little, too late.
The recycling scheme is not even scheduled to start until next year, and probably late next year. The legislation hasn't even been introduced yet.
The government's proposed recycling scheme will be implemented by Product Stewardship Australia, PSA, an organisation established by the industry. John Gertzakis, Executive Officer of PSA, is also critical of slow government action. He says federal government departments haven't been working together.
It's the federal government that didn't coordinate on its various policies and programs. An industry raised this issue several years ago and has been pushing hard. We wanted to be able to have a scheme in place so when the switch to digital process commenced, that we'd be there with a service in most locations.
A local recycling program will begin in South Australia and Broken Hill this month when the analogue signal is switched off there. John Getzakis again.
In a positive sense, the scheme and the programs will be in place when a lot of televisions will be disposed of. So there's a positive side to the process in terms of the timeline and when capital cities will be switched off. But there's no doubt that much more could have been done to harmonise timelines at a federal government level on this issue.
But Jane Castle from Total Environment Centre says it's too late. Millions of Australians have already purchased new digital televisions.
People that have stored their TVs thinking, oh, maybe it does have some value, are rapidly realising that their analogue TVs don't have value anymore. And only about a quarter of the population is purchasing set-top boxes.
That means three-quarters of the population are purchasing new TVs. And flat screens are cheaper than ever. The strengthening Australian dollar has seen prices fall by more than 35% over the past 12 months. The government's digital tracker report shows that 72% of unwanted televisions are recycled, but TEC says that's a misleading statistic.
They release numbers on the disposal of TVs as a result of the switchover every year. And they have creatively redefined the term recycling to include keeping, donating and selling televisions. No doubt this is so that they can say that more people are recycling than is the actual reality. And it's misleading. That is misleading information. And if the federal government was a private company, they would be liable for the ACCC to investigate and take action on that claim.
Andy Townend, the executive director of the government's Digital Switchover Task Force, says that statistic is well explained in the report.
The digital tracker itself does make it quite clear what the information is telling it. I can't, of course, judge how people will use that information, but we do like to make it quite clear that all of that information and precisely what's happening is in the tracker.
He also defends the timeline of the rollout.
The various initiatives are actually sort of timed quite well with the key decision people need to make, which is as the switchover date in a region approaches, that's when they need to do something, and that's when the, you know, those people who haven't yet switched, they at least know what they've got to do, and if they do want to dispose of a television set, they now have options for doing so.
Yeah, you've said it's been well timed, but it just seems that when digital channels became available, I know you can get a set-top box, but you only need to look at the sale of flat screens to know that quite a lot of people have just decided to upgrade their whole television. Would it not have been better timed to have a recycling scheme in place when the digital channels became available for all these people that have already upgraded?
Well, look, I mean, many of those people who have upgraded, of course, haven't in fact dumped their televisions. Of course, those who have potentially dumped their televisions, then yes, of course, it could well have been better to have some kind of recycling scheme there. But I mean, I can deal with the here and now, and I can deal with what we're doing now. And I'm certainly confident that since we started switching off the analog signals on the 30th of June earlier this year, I think provision is being made for those who now wish to dispose of their televisions.
On Radio National Summer Breakfast, it's 7 minutes to 8.